Sir Henry Jowls has instructed Jack to steal a large green stone from Madame Z, also known as the Dragon Lady. But when Jack attempted to give Sir Henry the stone, he was nowhere to be found. Jack is now back in his apartment in New York City.
It's getting near midnight. I guess it's time to go for our usual walk, Mr. Stone.
It's a windy autumn night that Jack steps into. The last of the leaves are blowing off the trees as he hurries up 7th Avenue to the block where the Castle Luna has first appeared.
It's not there, of course. Oh well, what did I expect?
And then he notices a figure standing in the shadows watching him. Jack doesn't like the feel of it. He crosses the street and steps into an all-night diner.
What do you have?
Just coffee.
Cream? No? Yes?
No.
You bowl?
Bowl?
Yeah, bowl. With the ball.
No. I just carry this bowling ball bag around with me.
I get you.
The dark figure is now crossing the street. It seems to grow wider as it approaches the all-night diner.
Here's your coffee.
Thanks.
Coffee's good?
It's potent.
Yeah, I never heard that one before.
The dark figure stops at the door, looks through the glass, but Jack cannot make out the face. The door suddenly blows open. The cold wind rushes in. Jack tightens the grip on his bag.
Coffee is good?
Yes, I said it.
Jack looks up.
Oh.
A young woman in a sarong is standing before him.
The door. Second time, wind blow open.
Jack looks back at the open door.
Very bad tonight, wind very bad.
Nani?
Yes, Mr. Jack.
How long have I been here?
Not long.
Well, how did I find the Casa Luna?
Oh no, you never find the Casa Luna, Mr. Jack.
What?
Casa Luna find you.
I see. No, I don't see. I've been looking for you every night for the last 2 weeks.
Yes?
But you weren't where I thought you'd be.
Always.
What?
Always. Not the same.
You mean the Casa Luna never appears in the same place?
No.
Oh. Okay. This coffee is great.
Good. You want to hear a story?
A story? Okay. What's it about?
A worm.
A worm?
Yes.
Well, does this story have anything to do with me?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. A story about a worm.
This worm, he is addict to eat, you know?
Addict?
Addict.
Oh, you mean he's addicted to eating?
Yes. This worm, he addict to eat grape leaf.
Addicted to grape leaves, okay.
One day, he wake up and no more he is worm.
He's not a worm.
No.
He's a moth.
No.
Well, what is he?
He is vineyard.
He's a vineyard?
He is, how you say, entire vineyard.
So one day this worm wakes up and he's the whole vineyard.
Yes, and orchard.
He's the orchard too.
And fruit and trunk of tree.
Really?
Yes, in fact now he is growing wisdom and joy that no longer need to devour.
Would you say that part again?
He is growing wisdom and joy that no longer need to devour.
Huh.
That is from Rumi.
Rumi? Oh, the Sufi poet.
Yeah. Now you understand the story?
Well, yes, except...
Yes?
When the worm wakes up and realizes he's no longer a worm, that he's the vineyard and so forth, what makes him wake up?
I don't know.
Oh.
But some say maybe it was grace.
Grace? You mean like God's grace?
Maybe.
So that's how he wakes up?
Yes, maybe.
Well, it's a nice way to wake up.
God's grace?
Yeah, might be a great name for an alarm clock.
Oh, God's grace.
Tell me, Nani, have you ever heard of the Merkaba?
The what?
Nani?
Ooh.
But where's Nani? She's... You've changed back to you.
Yeah, so?
But the door... It blew open and...
It's the wind. It's nuts out there. Junk blowing all over the street. If you're gonna walk, you better wear a helmet.
God. This is some wind. If I opened my coat, I'd probably sail off into the sky. I can hardly make any forward progress. And there's all kinds of junk flying by. Not just newspapers and beer cans, but cardboard boxes and... Holy mackerel, what was that, a cat? Oh, lugging around this bowling ball isn't exactly helping me get anywhere. Oh, I can just make it to the corner. I can cut down a side street and maybe get away from this wind. It's just another 10 or 12 steps. One, two, three. Oh, my God, part of a wooden fence. Four, five. Oh, a sheet of plywood. Six. Oh, seven. Eight. Uh-oh, there's something rolling down the sidewalk coming right at me. Nine. Look out! Why is it so dark? What happened to the streetlights?
Mr. Flanders.
What?
I didn't mean to frighten you.
Where are you?
Just a few feet behind you.
I can't see you.
I know.
Do you have a light?
Yes. There.
Oh, Zippo.
I have a proposition to make.
Were you following me?
No.
Then how did you know I was here?
Do you really know where here is?
Here is where we are, aren't we?
And that is?
On a street in New York City.
Do you believe that?